Okay, Jamie, your big match against Rangers for your testimonial, just 1 week away. What's your thoughts ahead of the game?
To be honest with you, hasn't been, you know, at the front of my mind, obviously, because, you know, we've had games, you know, leading up to it. But certainly after Tuesday night's game, I'm sure it'll finally hit home and, you know, I'll have a lot of excitement and be really, really looking forward to it.
Obviously, you've had a season of testimonial events. We've had dinners, golf days, but really this is the culmination of a lot of hard work.
Aye, this is the pinnacle. This is, you know, this is what the testimonial is all about. The match, and obviously I've got, you know, Rangers coming over, which is brilliant. Something that, you know, I'm really looking forward to and I'm proud of. You know, I've obviously been able, you know, to bring them over and that they have agreed to. Obviously with us persevering with Rangers, as I say, that was our target from the very, very start, from our first meeting, and we all agreed as a committee that would be our target and our aim, and for it to finally come off and happen. It's really, really exciting.
You've made no secret of the fact that you're also a Rangers supporter, so having, you know, Rangers plus your own club, Linfield, walking out onto Windsor Park, it'll be a proud moment for you.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll probably be quite surreal, but it'll be very, very proud. And obviously, you know, we're selling tickets very, very well. And, you know, obviously we're expecting a big crowd, and with the way tickets are going, it's going to be that way. So to walk out and, you know, with Rangers against, you know, obviously ourselves, Linfield, it's going to be very, very exciting.
And obviously Rangers are taking this very seriously. I mean, they're back in the SPL now. They've got a game against Celtic the following week. So Mark Warburton's bringing a full-strength squad to Belfast for this game.
Yeah, he's obviously said to us that he'll be treating it like an SPL game. And, you know, obviously they've got the Celtic game the week after, so he's made no secret that, you know, he wants it as competitive as possible. Yes, it's a testimonial and stroke-friendly, but him and his squad are going to be taken very, very seriously, and I think we can see that with the squad that he's bringing, because obviously, you know, they've got a massive task ahead of them the week after against Celtic.
Obviously, there's big connections between the two clubs. I mean, David Healy, now our manager, who played for Rangers. Roy Carroll also played for Rangers. So I suppose it's going to be a massive occasion for both clubs and both sets of supporters.
I think since we brought Rangers over here and held them out that time whenever they're going through the financial difficulties, I think that they have never forgotten that and they've always been very, very grateful to Linfield for that. So, you know, obviously there is, you know, connections there, but, you know, I think even more so now, that they've never forgotten what Linfield done for them, and I would say that's probably part of the reason why they have agreed to come over as well. And, you know, I think we were one of the very little clubs that stuck by them and did help them out.
It should be a great family day out for everyone. Obviously there'll be a big travelling support coming over from Scotland. We've also got a pre-match entertainment with the Ulster Scots Juvenile Pied Band. We've got the Shankill Road Defenders. So it's a real family day out. People want to come and can buy their tickets now online.
I think, you know, for local Rangers fans, certainly children, I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to come and see, you know, their heroes per se, and see Rangers in Northern Ireland. It's not very often that, you know, the Rangers are here, certainly especially bringing a full squad. Obviously they've given us a squad list and showed who they're bringing. So as I say, for any kid and any young Rangers fan, I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to come and see them instead of spending, you know, a lot of money to travel afar to see them. So, you know, especially in their own country, to be able to come in to Windsor Park and see them play.
Okay, and I mean, I think the whole purpose, obviously, of the testimonial game, Jamie, is to pay tribute to you and your long career here at Linfield, but it'll be a real high to play that testimonial game to finish off your testimonial season at the club.
Definitely, and as I say, the amount of, as I've said in the past, that, you know, the amount of support and support that obviously the supporters clubs and certain individuals have showed me and done for me and given me, they'll never forget it. And, you know, it's exceeded my expectations, and, you know, I think obviously with Rangers coming over, it's the icing on the cake, really. And as I said at the very start, that was our aim, Rangers, and you know, for it to come off, it's, I think it's been, you know, a perfect year, and my testimonial for okay. that to happen.
Well, all the best, Jamie, for next Saturday. I hope it all goes well, and we all have a great day here at Windsor Park.
And Jimmy, Roy's probably too modest to say it, but a lot of work has gone into this from his testimonial committee. I'm sure you would want to pay tribute to the work done by all Roy's colleagues on your testimonial committee.
This game and everything that's happened throughout the whole year couldn't have been done without the guys on my committee. There's Roy, there's Evan Ogborn, there's Paul Boyle, Rob Burrow, John Aiken, and Andy Nelson. And Stephen Dixon. Without those guys, that the events, you know, and the planning, and certainly this game, the amount of effort, especially for this game, and planning, and just everything involved with it, couldn't have done it without them. And you know, obviously publicly, that you know, I'm truly grateful. Certainly at the very start that they agreed to come on the MAC committee, but you know, the amount of work that they've done. In between their families and their jobs and other things, I'll be forever grateful to them.
You've had a great career here so far and a great career still to come. And on behalf of us all, have a great day next Saturday, Jamie.
Thank you.